بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا شارف بلا الشيخ يفضل رومية وقت تبريد دورة هذا الشيخ حكيم ومن اختصر نور الله ملكته كتاب فيضان محبت The title of نظم is آه جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں. آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں. What a pity is on that heart is not having a love of Allah. Gham is your love, is not a sadness. Do jahan ka maza usko haasil nahi, do jahan ka maza usko haasil nahi, aah jo dil tere gham ka haamil nahi, aah jo dil tere gham ka haamil nahi, do jahan ka maza usko haasil nahi, aah jo dil tere gham ka haamil nahi. Aap chahe hame ye karam aapka, aap chahe hame ye karam aapka, varna hum chahne ke to qabil nahi, varna hum chahne ke to qabil nahi, aah jo dil tere gham ka haamil nahi. Sohbate ahle dil jisne paayi na ho, sohbate ahle dil jisne paayi na ho, jisne paayi na ho, uska gham gham nahi, uska dil dil nahi, uska gham gham nahi, uska dil dil nahi. Tawbate ahle dil jisne paayi na ho, uska gham gham nahi, uska dil dil nahi, do jahan ka maza usko haasil nahi, jis jagah aapka qurb milta na ho, jis jagah aapka qurb milta na ho, ho ke manzil bhi wo meri manzil nahi, ho ke manzil bhi wo meri manzil nahi, jis jagah aapka qurb milta na ho, ho ke manzil bhi wo meri manzil nahi, غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل, غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل, تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں, تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں, آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں. آمین. آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں, کوئی لیلہ نہیں کوئی محمل نہیں, کوئی لیلہ نہیں کوئی محمل نہیں, کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر ببانگے دہل, کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر ببانگے دہل,
بہر الفت کا کوئی بھی ساحل نہیں، بہر الفت کا کوئی بھی ساحل نہیں، صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو، صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو، اس کا غم غم نہیں، اس کا دل دل نہیں، تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں، دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں، جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو، ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں، ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں، آپ چاہے ہمیں ہے کرم آپ کا، ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں، دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں.
MashaAllah, today when by just surrendering our majlis was alive, I do it all like in the qabristan. MashaAllah, in this beautiful ashar, MashaAllah, may Allah increase us, inshaAllah. And this beautiful ashar, ah jo dil tera gham ka hamil nahi. Those people who have found Allah, our Shaykh was such a great lover of Allah Ta'ala. In fact, he was a personification of love. That means, if love could be seen in human form, then you should have seen Hazrat. Love we only can explain. Or you feel love, or you think how. But if love had a human form, it was Hazrat. And through love of Allah Ta'ala. And just you can see that how much Hazrat loved Allah Ta'ala, that he says, takes a deep sigh, ah, jo dil tera gham ka hao, that heart that hasn't got your love, what is that heart? It is nothing. Heart is so valuable, physically also, but much, much more spiritually. And that heart that hasn't got Allah Ta'ala in it, what is the sad condition? And those who love and know Allah, they feel that sorrow and that sadness. And the sign, one of the signs of being a beloved of Allah, you have compassion for the creation. And you feeling for the creation. And the greatest feeling, Ar-Rahimun Yarhamuhumur Rahman. The people who show love, Allah loves those people. Allah shows His mercy to them. And that mercy is not that people are without food, clothing, etc. That is also there. But if they haven't got deen in them, and even if they got deen, but they haven't got Allah in them. And our Shaykh, Allah reward him, we hardly knew there was something like the love of Allah. Hazrat came and he taught us that that is the real and only love. And that is the real love. So how, at what feeling Hazrat must be saying this poem, that oh, those people who haven't got the love of Allah. And we should all check ourselves, how much have we got the love of Allah. A person, you love your child, you love your wife, you love anything, all the time that beloved is in your heart, in your thoughts all the time. We are in, somebody asked Hazrat Muhammad Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, how is it possible that when we are in our business, we must think of namaz and think of Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat, what the answer he gave, that how in your namaz you think of your business all the time. That we all can understand. But in your business, why can't we understand? You must think of Allah. And in fact, everywhere a person should only be thinking of Allah Ta'ala. Today, Maulana explained after Asr, Maul Rashid Ahmad Gangoi, Rahmatullah Ali, any time in the night his eyes would open up, immediately kalima, istighfar. Just the thoughts of Allah Ta'ala all the time. And in fact, that is the reason why when we come out of the toilet, we say ghufranak. We could have said astaghfirullah. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. Allahumma inni a'udhu bi'afwika. But why ghufranak is said, like when a person is found red-handed or committing a sin. And please forgive me. I admit I'm guilty. So like that, ghufranak. Because we couldn't remember, we're not allowed to remember Allah when we are in the toilet. That is, with our tongue, etc. In our heart we remember. But even that we couldn't with our tongue. And this is such that, and it's Allah's command. So you can't remember me in a dirty place. There's a fear of our losing our iman if we remember Allah Ta'ala in a dirty place. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi, Rahmatullah Ali, has written that one king told his subject, one of his people under him, his subject, that jump in the water with your clothes on and dare your clothes get wet. So immediately he jumped in. He told him, come in. He said, I told you your clothes must not get wet. He said, maaf. That is a lover. Now what we will say is your head in order. If you go in the water, your clothes must get wet. But maaf. So Allah's command that we can't take his name in the toilet. But we don't say, Allah, you did not allow me. We say, maaf. Oh Allah, forgive us. So much the thoughts of Allah Ta'ala. Maulana Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Pratap Gari Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Nisbat usi ka naam hai. Nisbat usi ka naam hai. Ke unki ghari se aap nikalne na paaye. That connection with Allah, that is called connection, that you can't stop thinking of Allah. We in our namazas, which are supposed to be aqimi salata li dhikri, perfect your namaz, establish the establishment of namaz only for the remembrance of Allah. But unfortunately, in namaz also we don't remember. And what should remind us, dhikr zakir ko mazkur tak punchate hai. Dhikr makes the zakir, the one who remembers Allah, to reach the one he is remembering, to reach Allah Ta'ala. But we are unmindful in our zikr also. We fall asleep in our zikr. We haven't got concentration in our zikr also. So we have got a very long way to go. And how much Allah has blessed us, we come here, we've got that feeling, we want it, this is very great. But we must move on. And we have to reach a stage that we remember Allah Ta'ala all the time. Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, when he used to go and teach Bukhari Sharif, he should travel by horseback. And on the way he should pass those places where the dung of the animals used to be also piled up. That at that places he should stop reading Quran Sharif. And he should say to take Allah's name at such dirty places, it is a fear of one's iman. So how much they all the time, and the righteous people, there isn't a moment they're not thinking of Allah. And unfortunately, we perhaps 24 hours and we don't think of Allah. Even in our namaz, we don't think of Allah. And for example, we even read Asma'ul Husna. We are pious people. But even reading all Allah's names, we didn't think of Allah. And with Allah in the Asma'ul Husna, every name of Allah Ta'ala, the special quality like Ar-Rahman, think of Allah, that Allah is most merciful. Ar-Rahim, Al-Khaliq, Al-Bari, Al-Musawwir, think of that quality also of Allah Ta'ala. When we say the greatest takbir, Allahu Akbar, when the Muazzin says it, we are just indifferent. Whatever we were doing, we carry on. Like nothing happened. Like it doesn't mean anything for a kafir, he carries on with his life. Unfortunately for us also it is like that. Adhan, we are, and how? And the greatness, the might and the qudrat of Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And four times, but we just carry on whatever we were doing. We were sitting and even joking, laughing. We still carry on. Adhan is carrying on. Where is our iman also? And like this, we all will think that I also got the love of Allah. And very sad, those other people who haven't got it. We come to the Khanqah, we got the love of Allah. Those who are not coming, they haven't got it. But our own condition is na gufta bihi, that it is, we can't speak about it, so bad is our condition. Adhan goes on, we don't take any notice of the Adhan. The days of the Zulhijjah, we are in Ashwari Hurum, great days, but it doesn't make any difference to us. Our life just carrying on normal. Our life should change. If a person goes for a soccer match, his whole routine changes. Now he's not doing all his normal work and that. He's going now for the soccer. They give preference. They realize in what is important to them. And they're just talking about the soccer, about the cricket all the time. And we are indifferent, nothing. We're coming for the majlis, going to hear about Allah. But coming, we don't speak about anything. Going, we don't speak anything. Like we just came, like just to mark ourselves present, that we were there also. But actually, the presence must be all the time, Allah Ta'ala's presence. So Allah Ta'ala, so we can imagine how Allah, Hazrat is saying that, ah, jo dil tere gham ke hamil nahi. Ah, what is that heart? That Allah gave us our life, He made the heavens and the earth, He made Jannat and Jahannam, gave us our body, our intellect, all for His love. That is the greatest thing, the love of Allah Ta'ala. He gave us what a beautiful namaz, that we raise our hands and we surrender to Him. We stand in front of Him and we praise Him. We beg of Him for hidayat. We go in ruku for Allah. And then we go right down in sajda. But still we don't think of Allah Ta'ala. And we don't appreciate. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Do jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi. A person hasn't got any enjoyment of both the worlds. Even Jannat, the enjoyment in Jannat also is not Jannat. It is who made Jannat. And that is what is to be appreciated. If your son is getting married, you build a house for him, brand new house, furnished it to the best what you could, everything. And after that, he doesn't even tell you Jazakallah. He doesn't even appreciate anything what you did for him. Or your children, you grow them up, everything. And they don't appreciate what you have done. So Allah Ta'ala has made Jannat. And there we don't think also of Allah Ta'ala. We don't appreciate Allah Ta'ala. And al-ishtighal bil-mun'im. Afdal, to engage oneself with the giver of the ni'mat is much more greater than engaging oneself in the ni'mat. Food we eat, biryani, everything, that is the ni'mat of Allah. But at that time also, think who gave us biryani. And if I had all we are eating, 8, 10 people, 50, 100 people, enjoying wonderful biryani, roast, whatever, all the food. If I had one blister in my mouth, I couldn't enjoy it. Everyone else is enjoying it. If I had a saw on the tip of my finger, I can't eat. Who gave the ni'mat, we don't think. And we are breathing properly. Who of us makes shukr? Who of us think of it as a ni'mat also? Who of us takes out some time to think of the ni'mats of Allah? Just let us suffer a little bit with short breath. Let us choke in taking our breath. Then we will know what this normal we are breathing, what a ni'mat it is. So Allah's ni'mats are untold, unlimited. We are drowning, but we don't think of Allah Ta'ala. And that is the height of being unthankful, which the Quran Sharif terms as kufr. Kufran in ni'mat. You don't appreciate the ni'mat. The word the Quran Sharif uses is the kufr. It doesn't mean the literal kufr, but we're covering up. And we are hiding Allah's. We don't want to admit that Allah is giving. We want to show, I've made all this what I've got. And I'm doing it. And we are controlling everything. So that is the height of being unthankful to Allah Ta'ala. جو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں. That person might be dreaming and hallucinating that I'm enjoying. He doesn't know what it, he doesn't know the word enjoyment. He doesn't know what that enjoyment mean. That person who has found Allah. E shakar khushtar ya ke shakar sazan. Is the sugar sweet or the maker of the sugar? Sugar, what does it know what is sweetness? It is Allah who puts sweetness in there. Allah can change it into bitterness. Allah can change it into salty taste. Allah is the Qudrat. Allah is the one. E kamar khushtar ya ke kamar sazat. Is this moon more beautiful or the creator of the moon? We are all drowned in the mun'im, in the ni'mat. And we forget the giver of the ni'mat. For your children, your wife, the wife did for the husband. And this is a reality. When your wife prepares the food, she goes out of her way to do everything the best. Give it to us exactly how we would like to have it. See to our taste. Like you can't swallow when you got like a flu, phlegm, whatever. So the bitter pride of that which is here won't allow for us to say one please to the wife. We feel it beyond us. How can I tell her please? It doesn't allow us to say one jazakallah to her. When we can't do that, where are we going to think of Allah who is in ghaib? We have to learn to appreciate all these ni'mat. جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں, دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں. جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں. That heart that hasn't got your love. And this love is here. The word غم is used, sorrow. To have Allah's love is no sorrow. But why is it called sorrow? That the people of the world will see you all night you're on the musalla. Poor man, he can't sleep. What's wrong with the man? Poor woman, what's wrong? What if it is sorrow on that person? Not sorrow. Ask him what he's enjoying. Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali, the whole night in Ibadat. Time of the partition of India and Pakistan, he saw two rivers of blood flowing. How could he sleep? His wife asked him, what's wrong? Why don't you sleep? What's wrong? What's the matter? He says, if I tell you, then it won't be only me walking up and down the whole night. There will be two people walking up and down. But today we got no feeling. Palestine, what is happening? The tents are being bombed. Little children are being bombed. But it hasn't changed our lifestyle in the least. But neither our time of waking up or sleeping, neither our breakfast or our food or anything. We're just still normal. Nothing has happened to us. And really think of us, how many of us made dua for? How many of us are making dua? The only dua, I told one Ali must make dua, he says the Imam makes dua, Fajr dua, Qunut Nazila. So is that enough? That is far from enough. In the Ahnaf actually, the Qunut Nazila is not even permitted basically. So, but where, who of us make dua for the Palestine? The most perhaps we'll do, swear Israel, swear the Jews. But that's not going to bring Allah's rahmat down. Allah's rahmat will come when we will make dua. So we hardly make dua. So the basic thing is we haven't got the love. We haven't got the recognition of Allah. We don't even know. Atheists deny Allah exists. We in our practical life, we also don't remember. We are also like Allah. We are doing, you in charge of everything. Our namaz we make, but without Allah Ta'ala. Aap chahi humko ye karam aapka. And that Allah loves us, and a person can only love Allah when Allah shows His love to that person. And if Allah shows His love, and we feel that feeling for Allah Ta'ala, this is only the kindness, the karam of Allah. It is a great, great, that we were not fit for it in the least, but Allah gave it to us. Without us asking, without us deserving of it. And really we are, تَفَضَّلْ عَلَيْنَا بِفُنُونِ الْعَالَى مع استحقاقنا بأفانين العقاب. Oh Allah, you show your mercies, your fadl, your shower your gifts upon us when actually we are deserving of your worst punishment. This dua also we should try and learn. Our Shaykh taught it to us. Allama Alusi formulated this dua. Allahumma tafaddal alayna bi fununil a'la. Oh Allah, you shower your mercies upon us. Funun is muntahal jumu'ah. Is jama', the plural. With all types of your favors. Ma'a istiqaqina, in spite of the fact that we are bi afaneenil iqab, muntahal jumu'ah. The great amount of punishment we deserve, but you are that merciful being. We ask you for you that you shower your mercies upon us. Though we are deserving of the worst punishment, but you shower your great ni'mats upon us. Aap chahe hame ye karam aapka, warna hum chahne ke to qabil nahi. We are not fit in the least, but that we get this mercy of Allah. And the karam of Allah is not we have lot of money, big shops, big investments, dunya's lifestyle, all that. It is if you can take one Allah, which comes out from the bottom of your heart, and you connect with Allah Ta'ala. You can have your whole house, all the wiring done. You've got all your appliances, fridge, aircon, stove, but nothing is working. Just that one connection with the powerhouse, and now everything works. So just that connection with Allah, when we make it, and then see what life comes in our namaz, what life comes in tilawat, in dua, in all our ibadat, what life comes, in our marriage life. The person never knows what's the enjoyment of married life until he's connected with Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, we'll think we are enjoying our life, but, and the day Allah blesses us with that connection with Allah, then we'll realize that I didn't know I was in Jannah. And now we will realize in this world already Allah has given us Jannah, that same food that we are eating. Our Shaykh Jazaumullah Khair taught us, as Gujarati people, most of us, that we eat papar and papri. We eat achars also. We enjoy it also. But we're not aware of the real enjoyment. Hazrat explained that the papar, you put it in your mouth, how it melts in your mouth. That crispy sound that comes, the crispy taste that comes, and the taste of the papar and the papri. And now, for myself, after Hazrat explained to us that papar is so much more enjoyable. So the same way, all the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, if we realize them, we will then, even our food will enjoy. Our wives will enjoy. Wives will enjoy their husbands also. All this is dependent on having the love, the recognition of Allah, and the love of Allah. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah used to say that whatever your wife, you have complaints this of her and that of her, then just think that ye meri Layla hai, jo badaste maula mili hai. This is my Layla, which my maula has given to me. Which is a gift from Allah Ta'ala. So the gift Allah gave you, how can you not appreciate that gift? Don't look at what it is, but see who gave you that gift. Allah gave you that gift. Salams of Ibrahim alayhi salam, salams are so great. And who brought it? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So just that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam brought that salam, how much was it? Namaz is so great. And who brought us the namaz? Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Just that should make us appreciate it. Sohbat ehli dil jisne paai na ho. The person who did not find the company of ehli dil. That is those people who have got hearts. Everyone has got a heart. A mouse also got a heart. A pig also got a heart. Every creation, Allah has they got their heart. But yeah, ahli dil means the heart that's connected with Allah. So a person who didn't, in his whole life, he didn't find somebody and the company of that person who's connected with Allah. Uska gham, gham nahi. Uska dil, dil nahi. That person's love is no love. He doesn't still know what is love. And that love has to come to that level that you go through difficulties, the sorrow, the hardships. That you call that love of Allah. That for Allah's sake, and Allah wants the people to see His love. That is why He wants people to become shaheed. That for my sake, people are prepared to give their lives. And today we find that we all say we must have unity everywhere. And unity on falsehood. Ulama have written that unity can never be on the wrong things. If all the crooks have to unite, who in the world will say that unity is very good? If all the drug lords have to unite, if all the evil people unite, there will be more harm. Unity is on haq only, not on batil. So we have to see that this unity that we have must be for the truth. And on the right things we must have the unity. Anyway, so a person who is ahle dil, who has got the love, don't just think that a person who's got a heart who is connected with Allah. And if our hearts are receptive, they will benefit from that heart. If there is a magnet and you put a wood next to the magnet, it's not going to draw the wood. If our hearts are also a heart, then it will be attracted and it will draw to that heart. And the hearts will meet just naturally. And that love will flow from the sheikh. Ye aag lagti nahi, lagai jati hai. This fire is not like the fire of the dunya, but it is that it goes from heart to heart. And for that, to wean the love and the heart of the sheikh, that a person, any person who is ahle dil, is very important. One murid told his sheikh that the certain other murid, I just feel uneasy with him. Things are not right. There's something bothering me. Sheikh said, I also feel the same. But don't say it's because of him. This is the reality. Say something short in us. That's why we can't. Our hearts are not opening towards him. So, and when the hearts open to one another, then this just flows naturally. That is how it flows. And for that is the great effort to find Allah. Allah made the means of it in this world, the mashayikh. You please them, Allah becomes pleased. And you displease them, Allah becomes displeased. That is, those who are ahle haq, who are on the truth, who are ahle dil. And if it's just some other peer, a false peer, it doesn't apply to that. One peer sahab, he went to his murid's house. From the window he saw outside in the fowl run, there are 21 chickens. And he had slaughtered the one chicken for him. So he just was not moving from there. So the murid started crying. He said, why are you crying? He says, I love you so much and you'll never come again. He says, what makes you think like that? Why are you having this bad gumani, bad thought that I won't come again? He says, when you're not going, how will you come back? And the peer sahab thought, till this 21 chickens don't get finished, till then I'm not leaving here. Every day is one chicken I have to have. So he said that he's going to leave nothing for me and my children. He's going to eat all up. So like that, all the batil, petu peer, who are just for their stomach and just for dunya, this doesn't, but those who are ahle dil. Sohbat ahle dil jisne na paayi ho, those who did not. And also if we do go, but we go just for to be mark the register present, that we were there also. Or we just go there just to show face. And how many come to Khanqas for other ulterior motives? Come and check there who are the rich murids and how to make contact with them. And other contacts, how to go to their places, how to go visit them, all other ulterior motives. Then though you were there present physically, but you were not there at all. In fact, you go down the wrong lane. And you lose out in that. Uska gham, gham nahi. Uska dil, dil nahi. His sorrow, that love has to reach the level of people feel that you are in difficulty. You are in gham, you are in sorrow, you are in trouble. That love of Allah. Like many people also, they say, this poor Sufi sahab, he don't know nothing about dunya. He doesn't what a woman, what the enjoyment with woman he doesn't know. What the enjoyment of soccer he doesn't know. And they feel pity for him. But he knows what is. They are the ones to be pitied. And his heart is not a heart. He's just got a heart like a pig has got a heart. He's got a heart. Like a donkey has got a heart, he's got a heart. But the heart of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, the heart of Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala, that is what you call a heart. So that heart is nothing like that. Jis jaga aapka qurb milta na ho, wherever we don't find your closeness. It can be deeni gatherings, and those also, the people who have the heart, they can see, though it's a Quran khatam, but you can see by the whole thing, it's all for name, fame, and a big show there. Or even that women are also present there. All a big mix-up, a whole big Bukhari khatam taking place. And women also on the stage on top of him. And they also making presentations. So all those places, you don't find Allah in those. Though it's called a dini gathering, but you don't find Allah. In the same way, wherever we go, and many of our friends ask also, that this place we go, that place we go, but you're not easy. It's not, it's not the right place. It's a walima dawat. It's a hifz khatam. But the dressing of the woman, the environment there, the photography, the photos which are being taken, music is being played, that is not your place at all. So those places which are supposed to be taking us to Allah, but they not, jis jagah aapka qurb milta na ho, ho ke manzil bhi, wo meri manzil nahi. Though it is a manzil, it is a Quran khatam, it's a walima, but it's not for me. Other explanation, you are on your way to Allah Ta'ala, like you are on your way to Durban. You are traveling, you'll come to many towns on the way. If you are traveling by train, for example, many stations will come. They are the stations, they are the right sign that you are on your right track, you are reaching Durban. But that's not my station. My station is my destination. These are just all passing phases. Just like that also, that to reach Allah Ta'ala, a person at one time, to look at the Qudrat of Allah, that is also something great. But that is only till you reach Allah. Once you have reached Allah Ta'ala, you are going to travel for Umrah, Hajj, and you are going in your limousine to the airport. But when you reach the airport, you leave it alone now. Now you reached your destination. Now you are going to sit in your jet and fly now. So just like that, all these things are to reach Allah Ta'ala. And when you have reached, then your heart is no more in these things. Now you have found who you wanted to. You have found Allah Ta'ala. Now that is everything. For your marriage, you prepare so much. And you're staying awake many nights. You are getting the house in order. The last detail, you are sorting it out. You are working, working. But once your bride comes, now when you have found your bride, now you're not going to check up, this mat must be right, and that curtain must be right. Now that is all over, now it's a different story. So once you have found Allah Ta'ala, then all the things of the dunya are just out of your mind. And also those who are so keen to get married, even before time they want to get married. Once they have found Allah, if you find Allah, then you won't think about all these things. It will be only Allah for you. So Allah, jis jagah aapka qurb milta na ho, ho ke manzil bhi, wo meri manzil nahi. Ghair haq se lagata hai jo apna dil. And those people who even worse, their hearts are connected with ghair haq, things besides Allah. Even if it is the permissible things of this dunya, but your heart is in there. You can have, when no more checks, zamana, but when there were checks, you can keep a, or nowadays your credit card, it's loaded with a million rand, and keep it right in your top pocket, right next to your heart, but don't keep 1 cent in your heart. You can have that your car is loaded with 1,000,000, 10,000,000 rand. But keep it right near your heart also. But in your heart, don't keep 1 cent also. So don't put your heart to ghair-e haq. Don't attach your heart to ghair-e haq. That is all the things which are permissible. Allah has given you His ni'mat. You are enjoying a nice house within the limits of Sharia. Enjoy it, but don't put your heart in that house. Allah has given you a nice car. Enjoy the car, but don't put your heart in that car. Put your heart only with Allah Ta'ala. Our heart, that is ghair-e haq. And the things which are haram, that's out of the question. There you, how can you put your heart in haram things? Haram lifestyle, haram sports, and all the wrong haram education systems, and to be proud of this degree and that degree, all the haram things, ghair-e haq, how can a person who has found Allah, he doesn't need to ask questions, is this permissible? He will just know. His radar will just pull him directly to Allah Ta'ala. You won't have to watch your GPS, I must turn here, I must turn here. The radar will pull you automatically. It will draw you to your destination and your direction. When you play the plane, a pilot puts it on automatic. He doesn't have to now turn it this way or that way. The plane goes on itself in the right direction. So once we are connected with Allah, Allah just pulls us towards Him, which is jazba. And then whatever, wherever you are, you don't have to ask whether it's permissible to attend this gathering, whether it's permissible to go there, Allah will just pull you towards Him. He'll pull your heart, He'll pull your thoughts, He'll pull your body, He'll pull everything towards Him. And you'll just go smoothly towards Allah, enjoying the journey also all the time. Tere haq, ghair haq se lagata hai jo apna dil, tere ulfat ke gham ka wo hamil nahi. That person hasn't got the love of your sorrow. That means, again, he hasn't got the love of your love. But that love that has reached that level, that you are keen to become a shaheed. That you enjoy to become a shaheed, and you look forward for shahadat. And mashallah, till today, there are more than enough people who love shahadat. And many young people, and their motive is just to give their lives for shahadat. Like in the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, those two young boys who wanted to take part in the battle, and they were excused because they were still too young. But standing on their toes, that they must be chosen. They so little boys like that, who were not baligh also. And then when they were put to have a combat to see, the one was accepted, the other one was said to be small. When they fought with one another, he whispered in his ear, "You are accepted, let me just beat you so I can get accepted." Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayh, he was the king of the time. He was his main wrestler. A very great, powerful wrestler. And the king was proud about him. One day when the wrestling took place, an old man, weak man who couldn't walk right also, he said, "I'll take on Junaid Baghdadi." The whole world said, "Junaid, what a wrestler. The king said, where are you going to go and fight him?" He says, "No, I want to go." So finally they said, "He wants to, then give him the chance." They invited anyone who can come and wrestle the king's wrestler. So they said, he must be given his share. So he went, he whispered in the king, in Junaid's ears, that "I'm a Sayyid, and we are suffering, we haven't got food. If you'll allow me to win the bout of wrestling, and I knock you out, then it will be your ihsan." The love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's family boiled in his heart, and he said, let him beat him. The king said, "My wrestler, Junaid, and this old man." But that night, Junaid Baghdadi saw a dream. "You gave respect and honor and love to my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's family. We will honor you today." And from to that day, who Junaid became? He was a wrestler of the king, and had he remained like that, nobody, we shouldn't be taking his name now. Nobody should know him. Now the world is made after him. That what a great man, Junaid. So this is that that love of Allah Ta'ala, the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the love of his family, Allah bless us with all this. Aap ka hoon main bas aur kisi ka nahi. This is Allah put it in our heart. Today many of us ask, ulama also ask, that we have to break ties with, they say mustn't break ties with people. And our family people, they also do on the wrong. If you have a friend, you are two friends, and your friend, he's got an enemy, and he's his arch enemy, and you keep friends with that enemy of his. In front of your friend, you embrace that enemy of his. You are sitting and joking with him. Will your friend be happy with you? With Allah's enemies, those who are doing things totally against the deen of Allah, and they are dallu wa adallu, they are gone astray and they're leading others also astray, and you keep friends with them. And what excuse you use? That we are taught in Sharia, you mustn't break family ties, you mustn't break friendship. All that is on condition that it must be on the truth. If anyone follows batil, Allah Ta'ala said clearly, La tajidu qawmin, you won't find a nation who yu'minuna billahi wal yawmil akhir, who believe in Allah and the last day, if they have got that iman. Yuaduna man haddallah, that they make muhabbat and love those people who are going against Allah, who are disobeying Allah, who are transgressing the laws of Allah. Then Allah says, walau kanu aba'uhum, O abna'uhum, O ikhwanuhum, O ashiratuhum. It can be your very close family also. Your wife, your daughter, your son, your mother, your father. But if you have, for you can't, the love of Allah, if you have that love of Allah. Today, unfortunately, that love of Allah is hard. Love of of my brother doing haram, my sister doing haram. But it's my sister, it's my brother. But in dunya's matters, if your brother, the eldest brother, usually he's in charge of all the things, you have passed away. Close knit family, all good to one another. But now the eldest brother, love of dunya, he wants to take all the money. He doesn't give the his mother inheritance. And in fact, there are cases, unfortunately, where he actually throws that mother out of the house. Now the other brother, sister, well, they love that brother, it's our brother. And he's kicked out the mother from the house. Not only is not giving her share, he's throwing her out of the house. Will you want to make salam to him? Will you want to relate with him? But that family ties are important, but the ties of Allah's love, that is not important. If that love of Allah comes into us, all preference will be given to the love of Allah. And all these things, and it is there. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala's son told him that in the battle of Badr, which was most probably, he said that few times you came in front of me, you were under my sword. I could have killed you, but I thought of you as my father. The son was a non-Muslim still that time. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala said, had you come under me, I should not spare you, thinking that you are my son. So that if that love of Allah is there, and we can see how much we haven't got that love of Allah. That we thinking we got, we might have obedience, we might be in the service of deen, but that love of Allah, that is to be, that must be featuring the Most High. Aap ka hoon main bas aur kisi ka nahi, koi Layla nahi, koi Mahmal nahi. I'm not for any woman. And no woman controls me and that. I'm only Allah's. And no mahmal, position and connection of this world, that I'll lose this connection, I'll lose that connection. And there are enough lessons for us to take. Ibrahim ibn Adham, rahmatullah alayh, the king of the time of Balkh, a huge country and the king. But when, and he was a pious person. He was in Allah's ibadat. And he was looking for Allah, this close love of Allah Ta'ala. When he heard middle of the night a noise on his roof, and he asked, who is there on the king's roof, bedroom roof, on the bedroom of the king, on the roof? His personal voice, sound came there, I'm looking for my camel. foolish man, camel on the roof of the king's bedroom. Are you looking for your camel middle of the night? You coming here and looking. He says, I may be foolish, but I'm looking for my camel here. You are looking for Allah in the comforts of your bed. Where are you going to find Allah there? Immediately, he put off all his royal garments, and he puts a hessian, sack. He wore sack clothes, fastened buttons with thorns, and he went out into the jungles looking for Allah. And then he found Allah. And for him, when he was there, biryani of Jannat should come. Our biryani of dunya, mashallah, the aroma, how it stirs the appetite, and how people are asking, how are you, how's the travel, in your mind is, put the food down, let's sit down and eat. The aroma is coming so strong, and you talking past history and opening chapter of this and chapter. Put the food down, we want to sit and eat now. So for him, biryani of Jannat was coming. So one other person, also Allah's favorite, who was a grass cutter, he made dua to Allah, Ya Allah, if you grant me my roti chutney, just chutney and roti, which are poor person's food, very simple food, then I won't cut grass anymore, I'll just make your ibadat. Allah granted it to him. He was also in that jungle. And for him, every day, Jannat roti chutney used to come. And when he smelled the biryani that came for Ibrahim ibn Adham, he said, Ya Allah, I'm here so many years, and mine is still roti chutney, and this man has just come today. And for him, biryani, Allah said, if you want to, go and take your sickle and cut your grass again. And he would have, you only sacrifice your sickle and your string with which you used to fasten your grass. He has sacrificed his whole country. So according to one sacrifice, Allah Ta'ala gives, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَّنَا. To the extent that you sacrifice for Allah, and your own close context you sacrifice for Allah's sake, Allah will give you according to that. And you'll feel that love and that closeness of Allah, which will replace million times your contact with your business, with your family. You had a haram business, you gave it up for Allah's sake. Allah won't let you sit on the street, on the pavement. Allah will give you such a namat that you can't imagine. You gave up your family ties, Allah will give you much more bigger ties and connections. Allah will give you everything. Aapka hoon main bas aur kisi ka nahi, koi leila nahi, koi mehmal nahi. Keh raha hai ye akhtar babange dohal. Hazrat says, I'm saying this at the top of my voice. Ye bang, like previously many of us will remember, we should call the muazzin a bangi. And why bangi? Bang means to call out. He was the person who called out the asan. Loudly, a person who makes an announcement. And in India, what we can remember, when there wasn't, now is everything on WhatsApp, it's on the phone. Before that, it was phone connect. Before that, from the masjid, they should announce so-and-so has passed away, etc. But those days, the bangi should walk in all the streets of the village, and he should announce, so-and-so has passed away, janaza namaz will be so-and-so time. So that was the bangi. So Hazrat says, babange dohal, at the top of the voice of the, and he's beating his drum, and he's announcing, to draw everyone's attention. So Allah, basically it means, Hazrat is saying, I'm saying at the top of my voice. And Hazrat, who Hazrat was, an embodiment of the love of Allah, and his whole life for the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat, when he made hijrat from India to Pakistan, For a long period, he lived in a hole, just covered with zinc on top. With his wife, he lived like that. But for Haq, he did all the sacrifices. So Hazrat's maqam is very, very great. And the other great mujahada, Hazrat sometimes when some talk used to come, but he never spoke about it. The people who were jealous of him and who caused him so much of grief, but he showed so much of kindness and love to those people. When Allah put him in a strong financial position, he helped all those people. And he never ever spoke about them also. So that person who is of that position, he's saying, I'm saying at the top of my voice, Behre ulfat ka koi bhi ha sahil nahi. The sea of the love of Allah has got no shore. There is no end to the love of Allah. You can never say, nah, I've reached Allah. Allah is unlimited. His love is unlimited. And that is the thing, when we were in India, in those days in the 70s, then a lot of the hippies, there was a hippie culture at that time. They should come from Europe, America, and like just like animals, they should just travel around and that. And they sacrificed everything. Just they say we explored everything in life. And rich people, they had everything. Now what? Now nothing in front. But if you look for Allah, you will never finish with Allah. That you say now what? Eh? One person says when the bayan there is some jalsa and you're having 8-10 speakers. One speaker finishes, and as he comes to the end, now the people's eyes are off that speaker. Now they're looking, who's the next speaker? So all are waiting for the next. If there was a next of Allah, then we'll also wait for the next. But there's no next of Allah, and Allah himself also, he doesn't get, now you have captured Allah. You have now, Allah is beyond that. No, your whole life you strive, and you're just striving to find Allah. And as you go, Allah opens His secrets. Allah opens His love on you, and you just flying and enjoying with Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. So this is that path that Allah Ta'ala has given us. May Allah make us not just words and just hearing, but Allah give us the reality of it, and then see what this means. May Allah bless us with this reality.